So let's form our temple of light. Let's greet Mother Earth. Honoring and graciously acknowledging how she holds us in her arms and nourishes us with her great love and magnetism. And she is the source and container of our physical. Which receives from above, if you want to call it Father Sky, Holy Spirit, receives from above the divine spark of life, which then she nurtures, and we are the product, the result, the child of these forces coming together in this plane. And so we acknowledge our source in all directions, above and below, in front and behind, and to the right and the left. Let's take a moment to feel these energies harmonizing and activating around us. As we allow the energies to come alive in our legs, in our torso, in our chest, our arms, our throat, and our neck, and our head. We feel the axis, the central axis, from above our head and below the base of the spine, extending out upward into the heavens and downward into the earth, establishing our center of wisdom and grace and compassion. And then allowing the rest of our being to align with the vibration of that central axis. So within each one of you is the divine wisdom and the divine compassion and all the guidance we could ever wish for. And it's a matter of aligning to that vibration within. Now we just like the good Americans we are, expect the rest of the world to speak our language. So we expect our intuition or our guidance to speak in words to us, when in reality it speaks in vibration. And so we have to adapt our expectation. To learn how to transcribe the vibrational information into something we can understand. And this is the part of our being we're exercising as we develop our intuitive sense, our sense of feeling, to balance out the thinking. Again, we'll take a moment to feel the energies releasing at the base of the spine, the heavy energies returning to Mother Earth to be transformed into magnetism for our bodies and our beings. Allow the feet to open up and activate and let the energies flow through the feet downward and the tailbone as well. Feel your body breathing with the earth. Allow yourself to immerse yourself in that exchange with the planet, heart to heart. This is when we can truly release or relax to the innermost part of our being. This is when we can sit in Mother Earth's arms like this. And as we quietly rest, we may notice that the light of our heart and Mother Earth's heart begin to shine around us. It's an enveloping light. An enveloping warmth. But it's another type of awareness generated from the heart and the feeling sense. So So we have the capacity for different types of awareness. And this is awareness through the heart. And this awareness and light and love in the heart activates and starts to circulate energy that's been stagnant or cold or hardened. And so this experience in our hearts just very slowly and tenderly is initiated and activated. And the action of the chakra, the heart chakra, is a spinning. It's a spinning with a central field as well. So, might be like when you're mixing batter with your electric mixer and the mixer blades are in the middle and everything's spinning in and around in a donut form around the center blades. And it's kind of thick like that batter when it first begins to move. And what we're doing here as we get things moving in the heart is we're doing a cleansing on the heart center. Old, hardened bits and pieces from this lifetime and other lifetimes. Are brought into the flow, softened, and recycled. Now the heart is the center point between the upper chakras and the lower chakras. And so as it starts to activate, it starts to generate a flow through all the chakras. A very deep stimulus to the chakras. So this is going to help purify the whole system of energy within your being. So if we reorient to the idea that God is found in the heart, rather than in heaven, which is some obscure place above our heads, how how does that change your orientation to yourself? You might be able to feel the old orientation of wanting to reach up with the mind to seek some heaven. That's a concept. And so here we are, changing the direction of your focus to inside your heart, inside the heart center. Very often working with the heart center, images and symbols will arise. They're very poignant, they're very important. If that's happening, go with them. Follow the symbol, pay attention to it, notice it, be with it. We're paying attention on a very quiet level. You might have a fleeting sense of a butterfly flying freely, or a holy mother in golden light, or flowers. Some geometrical symbol that is very alive and vibrating. This is more the language of the heart. And sometimes it's so delicate, it can't push through the density, but it can grow through the density of our being, our aura. Something very delicate and precious. And it just grows in our consciousness until we can be totally aware of it. You can't charge into the heart. You have to resonate with it, vibrate with it, be with the pulse of the heart. Feel the heartbeat possibly through your chest and hands and arms. Maybe you can feel it all the way through your legs. This is an inner reservoir that we've barely touched. We know it when we're feeling love for our children, grandchildren, partners and friends. But we know that is something that kind of goes out. This is something that stays inside. Now let's feel the energy of the heart pulsating into the chakras above and below it. So feel that with your mind, just feel the pulsing. Feel the entire field. Inside this is where you find your majesty. Your source of deeper wisdom, even deeper than the psychic. A lot of what we call intuitive is psychic. This is deeper than that. Psychic has very often a self-serving or self-oriented relation to the personality. This is deeper than that, much deeper. And it takes some practice to learn to tend the heart. How to be in there in the most delicate way. Until we realize that that delicacy is ourselves. That majesty is ourself. Our deeper self. So you can feel that this beautiful rhythmic energy flowing through your whole being now, vibrating your entire being to one rhythm, the heart is what determines the rhythm of our being. As it pumps the blood and oxygen through the whole body, it is the master center. For setting the tone and rhythm of our being. So when you can feel the heartbeat all the way down into your fingertips, all the way down into your toes, into the base of your spine, you're feeling the natural rhythm of your being. Like I said, this takes practice. The mind has to be willing to share attention with the heart. Now let's reorient to the axis. And the mind is somewhat out of the way right now, so we're feeling the energy more freely and without as much expectation. So it might feel a little different. But you will feel the light expanding. In a more familiar way now. And you may feel a more brilliant, clear light, not as golden or as white, but a clear light, like a clear crystal with facets radiating from the heart center, casting a clarity, a soberness and a clarity . Now this is something, another thing to orient to, and we'll practice with this. But this clear light is another experience that may be new to you today. Now just rest in this energy that's holding you. We'll practice with it some more so it'll become more familiar. So we express our gratitude to the guides within our heart that are taking us on new steps on our journey. And so when you feel ready to come back, you'll orient to your feet and body. You don't have to do that yet. To reground and recenter and integrate.